Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading sentences fluently. That means like talking to one another in a regular voice and not being robotic when we read. But before we begin practicing, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's start. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and I will too. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because we're going to color first. Now, if you look at number one and look at the top, you'll see a sentence with some circles under it. We're going to call those circles bubbles, okay? But we're not going to worry about the bubbles or the sentence right now. We're going to look at the picture on number one. Do you see the bright sun? All right, we're going to color it. This is also where you have to listen. You have to color it according to what I say. So I want us to color the inside of the sun, the circle part of the sun, orange. Find your orange crayon and color the inside circle part of the sun orange. Because we're coloring a picture of the sun, I'm almost 100% positive that the sentence we're going to practice reading is going to be about nachos. No? Oh. Take two more seconds for your orange inside sun. Two. One. Now let's color the triangles or the rays of the sun yellow. Okay, so the sentence won't be about nachos. But don't nachos sound good right now? Good. Okay, we're coloring the sun. So I'm pretty sure that the sentence next to the sun is going to be about ice cream. Okay, fine. I think the picture next to the sun is going to be about the sun. Here we go. The sun is the word we're going to look for. I want you to look for the word sun in the sentence. See if you can find it. It's the only word that begins with s. Yes, it's the second word. Can you find your orange crayon and fill in the bubble orange under the word sun, under S-U-N? It's the second word. S-U-N, color the bubble under it orange. Okay, hold on to your crayon. Let's also look for the word hot, because the sun, you know, if you touched it, it would be really hot. So look for the word hot. Hot. Did you find it? It's the last word in the sentence. Bubble that one orange as well. H-O-T is the word we're bubbling. So you should have sun with an orange bubble and hot with an orange bubble. Now put down your crayon. Find your pointer finger. I hope you brought it today. I hope you're wearing it and it's attached to your hand. Point to the word or the bubble under the word the. And then I'm going to read this sentence to you fluently in a regular talking voice, not like a robot. And you move your finger and follow along with me. Here we go. The sun is hot. Once more, do it again with me. Follow along. The sun is hot. Okay, this time, read it out loud with me, fluently. Ready? Begin. The sun is hot. Last time. The sun is hot. Thank you. That was incredible. All right, let's move down to number two. Do you see a picture of the big hog? Let's color that hog pink. Find your pink crayon, and let's color him pink. He is kind of fat, don't you think? I mean, it's okay to be a fat hog, right? I mean, sometimes I say I eat like that, like a big old pig or a big old hog or a horse. That's why I like nachos. I don't think the hog cares, and I think the hog would eat some nachos too. All right, keep coloring. Color neatly. Take about 3 more seconds to color that hog. 3, 2, 1. All right, it's a fat hog. So first in our sentence, let's look for the word fat. F-at, fat. See if you can find it. It's the only word that begins with f in our sentence. You see it? It's the fourth word. Let's color the bubble under the word fat. F-A-T. Color it pink. Just like we colored the hog. Color it pink. Fat. F-A-T. Now look for the word hog. H-O-G. Hog. Do you see it? It's the last word in our sentence. H-O-G. Fill in the bubble under the word hog. Pink. Make it pink. So we have 2 pink bubbles, and the picture is pink as well. Go ahead and put down your pink crayon. I see a question mark after the word hog. So I'm going to read this sentence with a question voice. Take out your pointer finger. Point to the first bubble. It says is. Follow along while I practice reading this. Ready? Is it a fat hog? I wonder. Try it again. Move your finger. Here we go. Is it a fat hog? All right. All together this time, you read with me. Ready? Begin. Is it a fat hog? And one more time. Ready? Go. Is it a fat hog? Excellent. Let's scoot down to the picture of the pup. Look at that little puppy. Oh, and he's wagging his tail. He's so cute. Okay, see all his spots? Let's color those black. Color all the spots on the little pup black. He's cute. We're looking at his little bottom because he's wagging his tail. Oh, I just want to snuggle wuggle him. Okay, and then let's color the rest of the pup brown. He can wag his tail. I love that about dogs. It lets you know they're happy. They're so happy. I'm so happy I am here today. I could wag my tail, but I don't have one. But this pup does. Yes, it does. This pup has one. Okay, hold on to your brown crayon for me. Hold on. Finish coloring your pup. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's look at our sentence and find the word pup. P-up. It's the only word that begins with p in our sentence. P-up. Did you find it? It's the 1, 2, 3, 4th word. It says P-U-P. Bubble that brown for me. The bubble under the word pup. Fill it in brown. All right. And now let's look for the word wag. W-A-G. Wag. Do you see it? It's the only word with w. Yep. It's the last word. Bubble that one brown as well. W-A-G. Fill in the bubble under wag. All right. Put down your brown crayon. I see an exclamation mark in this sentence, which means I'm supposed to be really excited or mad or yelling. So I'm going to be really excited. Point to the first bubble under the word look. Follow along with me. Ready? Look at the pup wag. So cute. Okay, let's do it again. Move your finger while I read. Look at the pup wag. Okay, this time read along with me. Ready? Begin. Look at the pup wag. One more time. Look at the pup wag. Oh. Excellent. Let's move down to number 4. Whoa, okay, that's Tim. Whoa, that is a big hat, isn't it? All right, let's color the hat blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. Color his hat blue. Tim's hat is blue. And it is big. It might be a little too big for him. What do you think? Maybe. All right, let's color Tim's pants blue as well, since we're holding our blue crayon anyway. Color his pants blue. And then, that shouldn't take you too long because it's not very big. Let's color his shirt green. Find a green crayon. Any color will do. Let's got a football on it. I'm going to just make my football green. It doesn't matter. It's okay. And we're going to look. Take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, hold on to your green crayon and let's look for the word Tim. Let's look for the word Tim. Tim. Did you find it? Good. It's right at the very beginning, right? T-I-M. Bubble that green. The bubble under the word Tim. Bubble it green. All right. Now let's look for the word hat. At. Hat. Do you find it? It's the very last word in the sentence. H-A-T. Fill that bubble in green for me. Okay, and we're going to find one more word. This is going to have three words that were bubbling. Look for the word big. B-I-G. Big. It's the only word with b. Did you find it? Yes, it's right next to the word hat. B-I-G. Fill in the bubble for big. B-I-G. Big. We'll color that green. So we have three bubbles. Tim, big, and hat. All right, put down your crayon. Take out your pointer finger. Let's practice reading it. You follow along with your finger. Tim has a big hat. He does. Here we go again. Move your finger. Tim has a big hat. This time, read it with me. Point to the bubbles or the words and read it with me. Ready? Begin. Tim has a big hat. Last time. Tim has a big hat. Excellent job. Let's move down. Look, it's like an avocado or a peach or something. Let's make it a peach. Find an orange crayon or a peach crayon if you have one. And let's color everything but the seed or the pit. You can call it a seed. You could call it a pit. You're not supposed to eat it, right? You're supposed to take that part out. Otherwise, you could get sick. Not supposed to eat it. Okay, we'll call it, this is the peach, and then inside is the pit, peach pit. All right, take two more seconds for the peach part. Two, one, and then let's color the pit brown. The seed or the pit of the peach can be brown. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. Find that orange crayon for me again. Look for that orange crayon again. And let's look for the word pit in our sentence. P-I-T. Pit. It's the only word with the p. See it? It's the last word. P-I-T. Fill in the bubble orange. Fill in the bubble orange. P-I-T. Pit. And now let's look for the word nut. Because you're not supposed to eat the pit. Look for the word nut. N-O-T. Nut. Do you see it? It's the only word with n. Yep, second word, N-O-T. Fill in the bubble for not. All right, so we have a bubble for not, and we have a bubble for pit, and I see an exclamation mark, so I know when I read this, I have to have emotion. Put down your crayon, take out your pointer finger, point to the first word, follow along while I read with emotion. Do not eat the pit! Okay, do it again with me. Move your finger. Follow along. Do not eat the pit. Do not eat it. All right, read it with me. Read it out loud. Ready? Begin. Do not eat the pit. Last time. Do not eat the pit. Excellent. Amazing. Scoot down. We've got a picture of a little cat and a hut. Let's color that cat. Let's color it brown. Find your brown crayon and color the cat brown. It's a little cute cat. I think cats can wag their tails too, just like that pup up above. I don't know a lot about cats though, so you'll have to tell me if they wag their tails. I know mostly about dogs. I know cats are sneaky and really quiet. Take two more seconds to color your kitty cat. Two. One, let's color the hut next to the cat red. Find a red crayon, any kind of red will work, and color the hut red. So we've got a picture clue. I think the cat Maybe lives in the hut, do you think? Are they on the beach? Is the sentence going to be about pizza? No, it's going to be about a puppy wagging its tail, right? No, it's going to have to be about a cat and a hut. Yes, all right, so let's do this. Ready? Hold on to your red crayon and let's look for the word hut. 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 Yep, it's the last word, H-U-T. Color that bubble red. Hut. Color the bubble red for hut. Now put down your red crayon, find your brown crayon, and look for the word cat. C-at. Cat. See it? Yep, second word, C-A-T. Go ahead and color that bubble brown. Color that bubble brown. So we have a brown bubble for cat and a red bubble for hut. Put down your crayon, find your finger, point to the first word, follow along. Ready? No robots. A cat is by the hut. Let's do it again. A cat is by the hut. This time you read with me. A cat is by the hut. And one more time. A cat is by the hut. Boys and girls, you did it. No robots, humans only, speaking like we're fluent. I love it. Reading fluently. I love it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.